Someone ask a question. How me can fall in love with I am when I am is not known, which is obviously the case with most humans in this dimension. The I am is not known. The concept perhaps is known, but not the reality behind the concept. The answer is, it cannot. Falling in love with the concept is not falling in love. That is the fate of most seekers. They are in love with concepts. Concept of enlightenment, concept of the self, concept of God. They are praying to the concept of God. They seek the emancipation through the concept of grace. The spiritual mind is another form of Maya, another form of illusion. Even more deceptive. Because it appears to point to higher truth, and yet it is all in the mind. Not only that which is the ultimate object or subject of love, the I am is not present, the one who can be in love with I am is not present either. Neither the beloved nor the lover are present, because the one who falls in love with I am is the one who carries the reflection of the same light inside itself, which we have named as pure me. Pure me does not exist without I am. When I am is not awakened, pure me cannot be experienced. The awakening of I am and the awakening of the true experiencer of I am ideally should be simultaneous. Usually they are not. There is a vast gap, distance between the I am and the one who is meant to experience it. In most cases, the traces of pure me are present, but due to lack of understanding and the inability to meet oneself, pure me is not being consciously embraced, embodied. And due to the lack of the true experiencer. Ego is claiming to be the experiencer of I am. And as ego can never embody and merge with I am, one is suffering the never-ending split of identity. The dimension of I am and me cannot be bridged. And neither me is transformed, nor the final depth of I am realized. If the I am and the experience of I am are not present, how awakening can happen? How does it happen at all? At its highest level of evolution, conscious me becomes the seeker. Pure me is not a seeker, is the one who is walking the path. Conscious me is the seeker, and the observer is the false seeker, the one who pretends to be a seeker, or the one who is seeking to become a seeker. It is the longing that arises from the most intimate space of the conscious me that eventually manifests the miracle of awakening, something of the beyond is entering that particular individual, impregnating him with the light of I am. There is no love without I am. There is longing for love, seeking love, but there is no a real experience of love. There is no relationship of love within the mystery of our existence. The sacred duality of me and I am. That which is called love, in most cases, is being confused with longing for love. Paradoxically, it is the absence of love that is experienced from the depth of longing that is being mistaken for love itself. those who are intoxicated with love for God, devotion. What they are intoxicated with is the absence of love.